Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to get right to what was said in 2009 with the Philippines, because this tragedy is taking place. The biggest, these are words that you're hearing now, is over and over again, this is the biggest we've ever seen. It's the hottest it's ever been. It's the coldest it's ever been. This is the biggest debt we've ever seen. I mean, it's over, and it's like people don't even hear that anymore. And this typhoon that just hit the Philippines is the biggest in the history of typhoons hitting them. But in 2009, there was a prophetic warning over the Philippines, and
it was from Dr. Cindy Jacobs, and she prophesied 2009. We have it here for you, and my goodness, the accuracy is just.
And we want to say this. The reason I want to say this is because we just had another catastrophe in America that we're going to talk about, twisters over 12 states. But understand, they were warned in 2009, and we want to continue to pray for the Philippines. We're being warned again and again. What do you think's next? Well, right after we talked about this, we just said it. We just talked about it on at the Dream Center. Now, these storms just hit over the Midwest, and we're seeing the same thing take place. Besides, John Paul Jackson, the perfect storm, prophesied about it. We can stop these things if we just turn back to God. Mm. Let's listen up to what Cindy Jacobs said in 2009 over the Philippines, and we'll be right back.
I want you to pray the next 2 years, the Lord is showing me, are going to be extremely significant for the Philippines. Either you're going to go on to greatness, it's going to be that transformed nation, or I see that there's going to be some trouble times. So pray, pray, pray. I know you're already praying, but this is a time God is going to pull down the spirit of corruption. And God is going to release the spirit of truth and righteousness into this nation, because righteousness exalts a nation. The Lord has given many promises for the Philippines. I mean, the Philippines is going to be one of the wealthiest nations on the earth. The spirit of poverty will be broken. So rise up. Even though, you know, it's terrible and everywhere you look around is devastation, out of this darkness is going to come a transformation movement that will be shown and modeled around the world, says the Lord. You know, the Lord shows me over the Philippines, there is a principality of corruption. And this corruption has been so systemic and so deep that this principality thinks it controls the Philippines. But the Lord is showing me that if there will be a national fast, praying, everyone, the north, the south, the east, and the west, the whole church, not part of the church, standing up and fasting and praying. There should not be a day there isn't fasting going on for the Philippines. And I'm calling you, wherever you are, whoever is hearing my voice, whatever pastor is hearing my voice, whatever youth movement, the Lord is saying, love your nation. This is a strategic nation. Fast for the elections coming up. Cry out to God that in the next elections, God is going to move in a massive way. The spirit of corruption will be broken. God is getting ready to move and march through that land. He's going to pull down one and he's going to set up the other. No longer will his words be delayed over the Philippines. If you stand and you pray and you believe, God, the Lion of Judah, is going to rise and shake his mane over that nation. And he's going to roar out of Zion, and the darkness will be dispelled, says the Lord.
That was a word, prophetic word spoken over the Philippines, talking about the corruption in government. And this Sunday, NBC News is reporting that that corruption is still there. They're stopping the money from coming in. Did we pray? Did the church of the Philippine church pray? We think she said pray for 2 years. That's 2010, 2011, which means there should have been a 2 year period where they were walking in the rightness of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And now this corrupt government, they even came after Anderson Cooper. When Anderson Cooper started saying, where's the government? Where's the people? We're in the airport here. If any place should have help, it should be at the airport. Mm-hmm. And they jumped on him. And Anderson's always there trying to help out with CNN. And he had apologized. He just told him kind of really nicely, this is what was going on. But he's trying to stay humble in the context of that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that's a corrupt government. But they didn't respond. But you know what? The same words being spoken over America. Being spoken over America with in 2008, in 2009, 2010, with The Perfect Storm. You can get to see all of it, The Perfect Storm. But just this weekend.
Just yesterday.
Yesterday. Because we gave this word, at the Dream Center on Sunday.
And it was just probably a few hours after that word was given, really. Just a few hours.
Yeah, a few hours. And so a few hours after that word was given, then all of a sudden this destruction begins to hit in America. I want you to hear this from CBN News. We'll be right back.
Today, the Midwest is picking up after deadly tornadoes ripped through parts of 12 states this weekend. The twisters killed at least 6 people and leveled entire neighborhoods. It's a fast-moving system, but it's leaving a lasting mark. Over the weekend, Illinois took the brunt of the storm.
It was gone within 3 or 4 minutes. And just, you can see what it's done here, just everything. Demolished everything.
Tornadoes leveled homes, shredded trees, and downed power lines. These storm chasers witnessed some of the destruction.
Oh my God.
One man stood at his window reciting the Lord's Prayer as a twister barreled towards him.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
And this family says they're lucky to be alive. Ben Dubois and his wife left to go pick up their kids from his parents' house. They were gone only 15 minutes. But when they returned home, their house was flattened.
If I was inside this building during the storm, it'd be done.
In Chicago, 60,000 football fans evacuated the stands at Soldier Field. The Bears-Ravens game having to be put on hold as a dangerous storm surrounded the stadium. Parts of Indiana also took a direct hit, one tornado completely destroying the Starbucks. According to the National Weather Service's website, a total of 65 tornadoes were reported.
Today, the storm system sets its sights on the East Coast, bringing rain, thunderstorms, and winds to the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic.
This is wow. You know, understand, who is this that the wind and the waves obey? Mm. You know, who is this? You have to understand, God is completely 100% in control. And if you haven't yet heard, and we've had it available for you, you know, is America under God's judgment? And understand, it's a different kind of judgment. I'm not talking about the end time. I'm talking about there's a response that we can actually respond to the judge, and he can stop things. He can put things right, and we're going to need to respond to him. But, you know, you can go get that. Go to VFNTV.com and click on special offer. Also available, there's 2 special offers available for you there. Just make an offer and get it and listen to it so you have some wisdom to be able to walk. Understand, hours after we gave that word at the Dream Center, the Apostolic Center, that what was taking place and this warning took place in 2009, and now we're looking at it, and we began to pray for the Filipino people. Understand, it's an oppressive principality, oppressive government. It's not the Filipino people.
Right.
And so that it's a tyrannical spirit.
And what happened with Imelda Marcos, one of the presidents of the Philippines, she was the one who reportedly had all the shoes, and we're talking, this prophetic word as it was about corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ground zero for where the storm hit was actually where she is from. And it's like, oh my goodness, over and over and over again, over $50 billion is just stolen out of that, reportedly from NBC article here, is taken out of that community. And so when God's sharing a word like that, it's for us to pay attention and to listen and to respond.
Yeah, and not just like, not like a fan, but like a player.
Yeah.
A player says, okay, we need to get in here. What do we need to do? That's why you go to Samaritan Purse. That's why you go to Operation Blessing. You know, we would say go to Samaritan Purse because you're gonna put the stuff in their hands, and they're gonna, in the name of Jesus, put the stuff in the Filipino people's hands outside the corrupt government. Mm. They're gonna be there with tents and Operation Blessing has water filter systems going in. I'm sure so does as well with Samaritan's Purse. But go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you'll see Samaritan Purse there. And be there now. Understand this. So, and you can click on, you can go to VFNTV.com and scroll down to the perfect storm and see, you know, what's taking place. We're talking about Israel as well, because one of the statements, the headlines that was said prophetically over Israel is, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all its cards? This is what I believe. They're about to play a card.
Mm.
A card that's going to be so amazing that people are going to wonder, do they have anything left? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian television network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.